Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When the Jessamine Grows by Donna Everhart, transports readers to the heart of the American South during the Civil War, offering a vivid and emotionally charged exploration of loyalty, resilience, and the human spirit in the face of overwhelming adversity. Set in North Carolina, the novel intricately follows the lives of two sisters bound by family, secrets, and their differing loyalties as war tears apart not only the nation, but also their own household. With masterful prose and a keen insight into the struggles of Southern women during this turbulent era, Everhart paints a picture that is both haunting and beautiful. The lush setting, symbolized by the titular jessamine flower, stands as a poignant reminder of hope and endurance, even as the world around the characters crumbles. Perfect for book clubs and lovers of historical fiction, When the Jessamine Grows is more than just a story of war. It is a powerful testament to survival, courage, and the ties that bind. The author's careful attention to historical detail breathes life into a bygone era, making the reader feel the heat, danger, and conflict that defined the lives of Southerners during the Civil War. Captivating, thought-provoking, and deeply human, this novel invites readers to question their own views on family, loyalty, and the cost of survival in desperate times. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sisterhood. Amidst war, the central relationship in When the Jessamine Grows is between two sisters whose lives are upended by the Civil War. As conflict encroaches on their family and challenges their personal beliefs, the bond that once provided comfort and unity is tested like never before. Through alternating perspectives, Everhart delves deep into each sister's internal battles. One clings to remnants of the past and tradition, while the other leans toward ideas of change and rebellion. Their conflicting loyalties reflect the fissures developing throughout the country, and their struggle captures the emotional cost of war on families. This exploration brings forth the idea that family ties, though cherished, can be threatened by the ideologies and necessities of survival during times of conflict. Readers witness how love and resentment coexist, and the difficult choices each sister must make to protect herself and those she loves. The complexities embodied by the sisters serve as a microcosm of the greater national divide, allowing readers to consider how war does not just affect soldiers on battlefield, but the hearts and minds of those left behind at home. Secondly, the role of Southern women. When the Jessamine Grows offers a rich perspective on the roles and challenges faced by Southern women during the Civil War. Women are often left to fend for their households, navigate political upheaval, and deal with the absence, or loss, of their loved ones. Everhart carefully illustrates how the war forces ordinary women into extraordinary circumstances. The novel shows their evolution from daughters and wives constrained by social conventions to resourceful individuals determined to keep their families intact. This transformation is rendered through their daily struggles, managing food shortages, dealing with the constant threat of violence, and becoming both caretaker and provider. The protagonist's ingenuity under pressure underlines the often unheralded contributions and resilience of women in historical crises. Through these characters, Everhart deftly critiques and redefines traditional notions of femininity, highlighting how hardship fosters independence and strength in women. The book thus serves as both a tribute to and a critical examination of the indomitable spirit of Southern women as they carve out agency during one of the nation's most trying times. Thirdly, moral ambiguity and survival. Moral ambiguity is a recurring theme in When the Jessamine Grows, intricately woven into the characters' everyday decisions. As the war rages on, traditional lines between right and wrong blur. The sisters are forced to weigh the price of survival against the need to maintain their integrity. Everhart skillfully demonstrates how desperation can lead to choices that are out of character, yet utterly understandable in context. This theme emerges most powerfully in moments of betrayal, sacrifice, and compromise, some made out of necessity, others from the hope of securing a better future. For example, alliances are formed and broken, secrets kept and revealed, challenging the characters and readers' sense of justice. This exploration of moral gray areas prompts reflection on what it truly means to endure during impossible times. The lingering question becomes not simply how to survive, but whether it is possible to do so without losing oneself. Such dilemmas give the novel psychological depth and invite the reader to empathize with difficult, often heart-wrenching decisions. Fourthly, historical accuracy and atmosphere. One of the great strengths of When the Jessamine Grows is Everhart's meticulous attention to the historical and geographical details of Civil War-era North Carolina. She conjures a world where the sights, sounds, and even the scent of the landscape become integral to the story. The detailed depictions of rural life, fields of jessamine, modes of dress, and the daily rhythms of plantation existence immerse the reader in the setting. Historical facts about the period are woven seamlessly into the narrative, from references to battles and political developments to the shifting dynamics between Southern communities. This immersive atmosphere not only sets the mood, but also grounds the characters' experiences in a very real and tangible world. Everhart's research provides authenticity without overwhelming the story, ensuring readers are both educated and entertained. This precise recreation of time and place aids in understanding how historical forces shape individual fates, amplifying the realism and emotional impact of the sisters' journey. Lastly, endurance, hope, and the symbolism of jessamine. The jessamine flower, for which the book is named, serves as a potent symbol throughout the novel, a representation of hope, endurance, and the persistence of beauty amid chaos. As war devastates the land and fractures communities, the humble jessamine continues to thrive, echoing the resilience displayed by the main characters. The recurring imagery of the flower emphasizes that even in the darkest of times, small signs of life and hope remain, nurturing the spirit and fueling persistence. The narrative connects the cycle of the jessamine's growth to the character's own journeys, reminding readers that renewal and healing are possible, even after profound loss and hardship. Through this symbolism, Everhart ties together the personal and the universal, suggesting that what endures through time is not just pain, but also strength and love. This message offers solace and inspiration for readers facing their own challenges, reinforcing the timeless value of hope in human lives. In conclusion, When the Jessamine Grows is an exceptional read for anyone drawn to historical fiction, stories of resilience, and complex explorations of family dynamics. Book clubs will find an abundance of material for deep discussion, from the intricacies of sisterly relationships to the harrowing ethical decisions faced during war. This novel is particularly suited to readers interested in the experiences of women in history, as it spotlights often overlooked perspectives and elevates their voices through authentic characterization and immersive storytelling. The book's blend of emotional depth, historical accuracy, and atmospheric detail makes it a standout example of the genre. Unlike many other Civil War novels that focus primarily on battlefields and politics, Everhart's approach centers on the intimate impacts of war on family life and personal identity. Her nuanced portrayal of moral struggle and the enduring power of hope is universal, making the book relevant and moving for a wide audience. Choosing When the Jessamine Grows over similar titles ensures readers experience a story that is not only beautifully written, but also rich in insight about human nature. Its lessons about persistence, change, and empathy linger long after the last page is turned, offering not just entertainment, but meaningful perspective on how we confront hardship. This book is a worthwhile investment, promising not just a riveting narrative, but a deeper understanding of survival, loyalty, and the roots of hope. If you would like to support Donna Everhart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.